Daf Tes Amud Aleph, we'll begin Ches Amud Beis, five lines from the bottom. Amar Ma'ar, Amul Vaj Lo Yitl Mi Bala Bayis, V'noisin La'ani, Me'ani V'noisin Bala Bayis. So we learned before that if a person is standing on a skupa, he can take an item from the Bala Bayis, and he can take it and hold it in his hand, and then he can return it to the Bala Bayis. The skupa that we were talking about is a Makom Patur. It's not Dalet Al Dalet. It's a Makom Patur, so therefore he can take it from the Baal HaBayis. It's taken going from a Rishus HaYochid to a Makom Patur, and he can return it to him. And similarly, to the Ani, he can take it from the Ani, it's a Rishus HaRabim, to a Makom Patur, and return it. It's a Makom Patur to Rishus HaRabim, but he cannot pass it from the Baal HaBayis to the Ani on the outside. Midrabanan, he can't do that. He can't do that because it has the appearance. It has the appearance of taking from a Rishus HaYochid to Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa, because he accomplishes the goal of transporting the item from one Rishus to the other. Now, even though technically he's not chai for that, because it's interrupted by the Makom Patur in the middle, nevertheless, midrabanan, it's aser. Not on shloshim paturim. And if they did, their paturim, it's not a chiv deraisa, but it's also midrabanan. Let's say this is a kashan rava, doma rava, hamaver chayfetz mitchilas dalel saif dalel rishus rabim. We know that carrying in the rishus ram dalet amas is chayv. Being maver, transporting an item dalet amas and rishus rabim is chayv. Rava said, if a person is maver mitchilas dalel saif dalel rishus rabim, so he picks it up and he transports it four amas further in the Rishus HaRabim, afilo haviru derech olav, even if he lifted his arm and he lifted it higher, so it's above 10 tfachim, it's above the airspace, higher than the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, it's not in the airspace of the Rishus HaRabim, so technically it's traveling from the Rishus HaRabim through the airspace of the Makom Patur and then back down to the Rishus HaRabim. Nevertheless, he's chayev. Rava says he's chayev because it started, it was picked up from the Rishus HaRabim, there was an Akir from the Rishus HaRabim, and there was a Nacha, four Amas, further down. And even though it went in the middle, it was interrupted by the airspace of the Makom Patur. So isn't that a steer to what we're saying over here by the Eskupa? Where it says no. Over there, Hasam Loi Nach, Hacha Nach. Over there, Rava says Yochai, because even though it traveled through the airspace of the Makom Patur, it didn't land there. So that's not considered an interruption. Over here, we're talking where it was placed in the hands of the person on the Eskupa, or he took it, he was standing there. And therefore, what's in his hand, he is stationary, and his hand is in the same Rishus as he is, it's considered what's in his hand is stationary. So it's considered to be Munach in the Makom Patur. So there's an interruption between the Rishus HaYochid and the Rishus Rabim. There is considered to be a Hanach in the Makom Patur. That separates it. Therefore, it's considered interrupted. But if it just passes through the airspace, his hand, he's standing in the Rishus Rabim, his arm, his hand is passing through the airspace of the Makom Patur, it's not considered Munach in that airspace, and therefore there is no interruption, and therefore that's why Rava says that he's Chayev. Acher Moimrim, the Acherim say that the Eskupas Meshameshesh Shtei Rishuyas. It can serve as two separate Rishuyas. It depends if the door is open or if the door is closed. So whether the door is open, then it's kalifnim. If the door is closed, then it's kalifutz. So what are the circumstances of what we're discussing over here? Askupa mishamesh shtei rishuyos bizman shepesach pasul kalifnim pesach no kalifutz. Frek the Gemara of Avagav de Leslie Lechi. You mean to say, now what we're assuming over here is that we're talking about a scoop of a threshold of a mavi. And we're saying, therefore, that what we're talking about over here is that you can carry on this threshold. If the door of the mavi is open, you can carry on this threshold. And just like you can carry in the mavi, you can carry on the threshold. So, Frank the Gemara, even if the threshold itself doesn't have a lechi, it's still permitted? V'hama Rav Chama Bar Guri, Hama Rav, Toicha Pesach, Tzorach Lech, Yachar La'atira. The Toicha Pesach, within the doorway, you need a secondary lechi to be matra, to say that it's mutra. So let us explain. If we are talking about a mavli, if we are talking about a mavli which is a side street, so we'll try to illustrate and demonstrate rather with this example here. Let's say these are the rows of the houses. We have rows of the houses. They open up into this mavli, into this side street here. Now, assume over here that this is closed. This has a wall. This is closed over here. It's all closed up with a wall here. So it has a back wall. So therefore, there are three walls. Assume that this is all solid. It's a solid wall. You have one wall, two walls, three walls. Enclosing this side street. This is the Rishus HaRabim. The street comes here. This is the Rishus HaRabim. And this is your threshold. This is your Iskupa. Now, you're permitted to carry in this side street if you have a tikkun. You need a shituf mevuos, and you need another adjustment, another tikkun, with either a lechi or kair. You can have either a lechi, or you can have a kaira, which is a crossbeam that comes on top. And even though this is the way most Rishonim learn, this is a Rishus HaYachid in itself. And therefore you'd be able to carry from the buildings from now to the street, because it's all closed off over here. That's three sides, it's enclosed. But since it's open to the street, people can easily be confused and think you can carry from here into the street, from the street in here. Therefore, the Chachamim said, in order to say this is mutter, to be matir this, you need, in order to carry in the mavoi, to say that it's mutter, you need to have a tikkun with either a lechi, a post, a vertical post, or you can be misakin it, you have to have a kaira on top, a cross beam on top. Now, that's how it's mutter to carry in the mavi. The discussion over here is, can you carry on the threshold? What about carrying over here? So we say, if you have doors, if there are doors that enclose the mavi here, you have the gates, if they're opened up, then we view this area over here as part of the mavi. This is part of the mavi. And just like you can carry with a mavi, if you have a lechi or a kaira, you can carry on the threshold if the door is open. If the door is closed, then this threshold is considered part of the outside, and therefore you can't carry over here if the doors are closed. This is considered not part of the mavi, it's considered part of the outside, and therefore you can't carry. But if you have a lechi, then you could carry in the area on the inside. So let's assume that this is your lechi over here. Let's assume that we have this lechi over here, and this is your lechi. Now, normally by a lechi, what we say is you can carry up to the beginning of the lechi, the inside part of the lechi. That's when you're carrying, your permit to carry is only to the inside. Over here is when you're walking, you can see that there is a post. Once you're over here, you don't really see, this looks like part of the wall. So normally we say that you have a lechi, you can carry the mavi up to the beginning of the lechi. So the Gemara's question is, well, even if the doors are open, and now this threshold is viewed as part of the mavoi, of the side street, but why can you carry on the threshold? Don't you need another lechi? Don't you need another lechi to be matir the threshold? You'd need another lechi to say that this area over here has its own lechi, it has its own marker, it has its own demarcation. Otherwise, you can't carry over here, because you're only allowed to carry in the mavi to the beginning of the lechi. So how can you carry on the threshold? don't you need another lechi to be mata this area over here? You need another lechi, and another lechi coming across to be mata this whole threshold. How can we say, even if the doors are open, that it's mutter? So v'chitema, the Gemara says, maybe you'll say v'chitema unless lebe dalet al dalet. Maybe you say that this area doesn't have dalet al dalet, and if it's an area that's so insignificant that's not dalet al dalet, it doesn't measure dalet by time, tvachim by dalet tvachim, it's considered insignificant and bottle, and therefore you don't need another lechi. No, v'amar Rav Chama bar Gori amar Rav Taicha Pesach af b'shein boi dalet al dalet tzarech lechi achalat yirai. The Taicha Pesach, the threshold, even if it doesn't have dalet al dalet, it still needs another. Another lechi to be matirit. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Halcha Miskupas Mave Yaskina. Yes, it's true, like you said, that we're talking about a Miskupas Mave. It's true, but we are not talking the way you assume with the heter of the Mave with a lechi. We're talking in a case where the Mave, the heter of the Mave, was not a lechi. That's not how you're matirit. You're matir the Mave not with a lechi, but you're matirit with a koira. With a crossbeam. So you're matrit with a crossbeam, and that's how you're matrit. You're matrit with a crossbeam that comes across, and therefore that has a different consideration. So we're talking about but we're talking about not the type of covering that covers the entire iskupa. A kaira, the head of a kaira, only has to have a tefach, a width. It doesn't have to be wider than a tefach. So we're talking where this area was covered by a crossbeam that did not cover the whole area. It only covered part of it. The kaira only covered part of it, but the outside part of it was not covered by a kaira. It's chetziv mekura v'chetziv shein mekura, ukruyav klapi pnim. And the cover part is towards the interior of the Mavi. It's not out here. It's in the interior, towards the inner part. So it's the inner section of this threshold that was covered by the Kaira.
Pesach pasua kelefnim, Pesach no kelechutz.
If the door is open, then we consider this area, if the doors are open, this area is part of the Mavi. And therefore, you can carry underneath the kaira, because it's considered to be the kaira of a mavi. Now, what does this mean? When we say a kaira, there is a principle in mechitzas, Allah Chomesh Misinai, that if you have a wide covering, let's say a rooftop, if you have a wide board, a board that's four more, then we have a principle when we say pitikra yorid v'saisim. So it's considered like a wall extends down from the edge over here. It extends down. Now, if this was fully covered, if it was kula makura, it really wouldn't make a difference if the door is open or the door is closed, because if the door was closed, then you would still have four walls. You'd have if this was closed here, you'd have a wall here, a wall here, and particularly the seisim, which would cover, and the doors were closed, would be an entirely closed area. If this was an area of dalet al dalet, and if you had a kaira that was completely makura covered, so you had a width, a board, which is dalet or more here, their doors open or doors closed would not make a difference. Because we would say, we would imagine like a wall is coming down here. So you'd have a wall, and the doors are closed. It's an entirely closed area. But we're talking where it's chetziv mikur. So you have a kaira. It has a heter of a kaira. It has a tefach wide. But to be a tefach wide is a heter for a kaira, but it's not a heter. It doesn't allow you to say, rather, pitikra yerev esayisim. The halach l'mayshim yisinai, pitikra yerev esayisim, would not apply if it's only a kara, which is a tefach wide. Now, we're talking in a case where this is chetzi mikura, chetzi mikura. It's not completely covered. You only have a kara of a tefach. In order to be matir carrying, it's if a kaira of a mavoi, the Chum instituted that there's a kaira of a mavoi where you have a mavoi that's enclosed on three sides, you can now place a kaira on the opening area, on the open area, and we allow you carry. And here, as opposed to the lechi, which is only up until the inside of the lechi, of the beginning of the lechi from the inside, here you can carry to the outside, because this is recognizable. You can see this from the outside, and also we view it as particular yair v'soysev from the outside. But that's only, since it's only a tefach wide, it can only function as a kaira if the doors are open and it's a kaira of the mavoi. But if the doors are closed over here, then it's closed off, it's sealed off from the mavoi, it's not considered a kaira of the mavoi anymore, it's only a tevach wide, you can't say p'tikra v'yar v'saisim, so you can't carry underneath over here. So over that, Sibshadi wants to say, we're talk about a mavoi. And however, it's not a tikkun with a lechi, it's not a tikkun with a vertical post, it's a tikkun with the kaira, with the crossbeam. However, it's not completely covered, it's only partially covered. So you don't have dalat tefachim, you only have, let's say, a tefach, less than dalat tefachim of a kaira. You can't say p'tikra yair v'soysev unless the doors are open and it's considered to be a, therefore, a kaira of a mavoi, which now is given this halacha of p'tikra yair v'soysev, and therefore it's considered closed, and therefore you can carry on the threshold. So that's one pshat. And now Gemara says Rav Ashi has a different pshat. No, we're not talking about a mavoi. We're talking about a house. And therefore, it's not a question of a kaira or a lechi. There's a threshold. This is a house. There's a street. This is a house. And you have the threshold over here. Now, you happen to have, like people have on a porch and a threshold, they have an awning. They have a covering for practical purposes. And you happen to have this house, which is open to the Rishus HaRabim, it's closed on three sides, but it's open to the Rishus HaRabim, and it has a threshold, and it has a covering. However, kigoin shekira b'shtei kairas, ein bein zu, bein she'ein b'zu arba, bein b'zu arba. But we're talking about that the awning, the covering that he had was two boards. Neither one of them are dalit. Neither one of them have a width of dalet. So you can't say p'tikra yair v'saisim. Now this is not a mavoi. In order to say this is closed off and to allow you to carry on the threshold, it has to be a board which is dalet wide or more to say p'tikra yair v'saisim, that we view at the walls coming down. But over here, neither one of these boards are dalet. So how can you say p'tikra yair v'saisim? Well, one way you can say it is, if the distance between here and here is less than three tvachim, then we say lovod. Then we say it's viewed as these are connected. So it's viewed as, let's say that this is a tefach, and this is two tvachim space, and this is a tefach. So you'd view it as being now filled in, tefach, plus two is three, plus another one is four. You have four tefachim of width, and you can say p'tikra yair v'saisim. Now, that is the scenario that we're talking about, and therefore, you'd be able to carry on the threshold because it's considered closed off from the street. However, what they're talking in the scenario is the doors are between these two boards. The doors are here. Now, when the doors are closed, you can't say lovod because it separates the two boards. The two boards are separated, so you can't say lovod. Therefore, you only have the outer one, which is not dalid. You can't say b'tikra yair v'saisim, so you can't carry under here. If the doors are open, if the doors are opened, then there's no separation between the two. There's only the airspace, which is less than gimel tefachim. You say lovod, it's considered like a board of dalet or more tefachim. You'd say p'tikra yair v'saisim, and you'd be able to carry under the threshold. So that's how he learns it. Rav Ashi amar lo elam b'skubas b'aisas kin gan shekir b'shtei kairos. And there's two kairos that are covering the area. She'ein b'zu arba v'ein b'zu arba. Neither one of them measure a width of dalet tefachim. So you can't say p'tikra on either one on its own. Ve'ein bein zu l'zu shleisha. There's no space. The space between the two is less than three. So if the doors are open, you can say lovet. V'delas be'emsa. The door is in the middle. Pesach Pasuach Kelefnim. If the door is opened, then there's no separation, we connect it, then it's Pitikra Yerev Saisim. This is Skupa, is Kelefnim, you can carry. It's sealed off from the street, you can carry it, and just like you can carry in the inside.
Pesach Pasuach, Pesach Noel rather, in Kelechutz.
But if the door is closed, then it separates between the two boards, and therefore this area, you cannot say Pitikra, is considered like the outside, and you can't carry over there. So that is the explanation of this is skupa.
Lim ha'yisa skupa gavoya yud roch v'dalin ha'reiz v'shus la'atzma.
So Gemara said, Vayter, if there is any skupa, if the skupa is 10 high and roch v'dalin, this is considered its own independent rishus. So this is a riot to what Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi said. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Oymer Hayer Rav Meir. He said Rav Meir said the following: Kol Mokam Shat Hamoitzi Beis Rishuyus Fein Rishus Achas. Any time that you have two rishus, two distinct areas, but they're in one rishus, Kigoyin Omer Rishus Hayochid. If you have a pillar that's in the rishus Hayochid, Gavoya Yud Roch of Dalet. So it's in rishus Hayochid, and the pillar itself has a din of Rishus Hayochid. It's Rochav Dalet, it's Gavoya Yud, it's 10 high, and Rochav Dalet, so it has a dimension of Rishus Hayochid. So you have a Rishus Hayochid in a Rishus Hayochid. Also the Chatzar of it, it's also to adjust the load on, it's also to carry. It's also to carry from the Chatzar to this pillar. Now even though it's a Rishus Hayochid, it's a Rishus Hayochid. Similar to this case over here, where if you have the pillar, it's in the Rishus Hayochid, if it's in the Chatzar area over here, this is a Rishus Yachid, this is a Rishus Yachid, it's Osir. Why? It's Osir Midrabanan. Because Midrash says Rishus Yachid to Rishus Yachid. It's Osir Midrabanan. Why is that? It's also the cost of love, it's also to adjust your load and to put something there, Gzer Mishum Tel Rishus Harab. And because it's a Gzerah, it looks like if you have a tail, a mound in the Rishus Harab in the street, and you have a pillar, a post, or a mound. Now here to take from the street to this post or this tell, this is Rishus Ram to Rishus Yachid, Rishus Yachid to Rishus Ram, which is also Midaraisa. So therefore, the Chum say when you have two distinct areas in the same Rishus, like in Iskupa, in the Chatzer, it's also Osir, because it has the appearance of a tell, Rishus Ramim. So it's also a cause of Zer Mishum tell, Rishus Ramim.